USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials say the president is continuing to threaten to shut down the federal government again or declare a national emergency to get funding for his border wall. Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells CNN's State of the Union that holding federal workers hostage is a bad idea.
I don't think shutdowns are good leverage. It's a lesson I've certainly learned in my time here that there's been two shutdowns since the time I've been there, and the aggressor in neither one was the winner. I think it's important to separate the tactics from the goal and the policy aim, and what the president wants is not unreasonable. It's a fraction of what Democrats have voted for in the past. And more importantly, I think, is achieving border security is the key that unlocks the door to doing other things on immigration that he's expressed a willingness to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
S&P Global Ratings says the 35-day partial shutdown cost the U.S. economy at least $6 billion. That's more than the president wants for his border wall. Banking consultant Bert Ely says another shutdown would have even wider implications.
If that were to happen again, I think that would have some serious longer-term morale effects on government employees and increase the likelihood that people will leave federal employment, and that it will also become harder for the government to replace these workers.
President Trump says illegal immigration is costing the country tens of billions of dollars per month. In Oregon State, health officials say a case of the measles has been confirmed in the Portland area. Dr. Jennifer Vines with the Portland Health Department.
When diseases become real, I think the parents who maybe were putting off vaccines or just hadn't really made a decision, I think it gets their attention. And I think we do sometimes see a bump in vaccination after an outbreak like this, so that's certainly my hope.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A leading critic of President Trump says impeachment proceedings are not appropriate at this time. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
House Democratic Caucus Chairman Hakeem Jeffries of New York, who once referred to President Trump as the Grand Wizard of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, went on NBC's Meet the Press and was asked if he thought it was appropriate to bring articles of impeachment against the president.
Well, it's certainly not appropriate right now. We do have a constitutional responsibility pursuant to Article 1 to serve as a check and balance on an out-of-control executive branch. We take that responsibility seriously. However, we're not going to over-investigate. We're not going to over-politicize. We're not going to overreach as it relates to that solemn constitutional responsibility. What we are going to do is make sure we focus on the issues of importance to the American people.
USA's Chris Barnes has an official warning from the government. Please don't kiss your pet hedgehogs.
No kissing or hugging hedgehogs is the full advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which says a salmonella outbreak affecting people in 8 states has been linked to contact with those small animals. As of last Wednesday, the outbreak had infected 11 people, 10 of whom reported making contact with a hedgehog in the previous week. Cases have been reported in Missouri, Minnesota, Colorado, Maine, Mississippi, Nebraska, Texas, and Wyoming. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.